Well, friends, high on the agenda these days is the subject of artificial intelligence. Our Prime Minister, Elon Musk, the world's richest man, President Biden, have all been having their say on the matter, and so also was an expert, straight back from the world's biggest artificial intelligence conference, who was on the panel at Question Time very recently. It seems that even the people who are developing artificial intelligence are scared of its power and have called on governments to intervene to save humanity from destruction. And so the wisdom of the world have spoken on the subject. The concern of these experts is a fear about the power and direction of artificial intelligence. Even some Christians are afraid where it may lead us and land us. I think there are two very important things regarding this fear which Christians must keep in mind and never lose sight of. That is, this fear comes from a myth. And the myth is that humans are in control of the world and their control of the future. The human race is not in control of the world or of the future. Human beings are not and never have been in control of the future. Albeit we have a great responsibility and accountability to give to God about our behaviour on the earth. The universe, friends, is God's. It belongs to God. It's his world. And he's behind every event and its direction and its flow and movement. Yes, everything is from him. We read in the Bible at the very start, in the beginning of everything, God. God created everything outside of himself, whether concrete or abstract. All that there is, wherever it is, it's from God alone, in his three persons, of course. God was here in the beginning, so everything is subject to him and from him. He absolutely controls and orders all things. That is the Christian position which is derived from Holy Scripture. Now, the second thing that we must not forget and to remember is when considering artificial intelligence, it is exactly that, artificial intelligence. It's not human intelligence. God created several kinds of intelligences. There's a dog's intelligence. He gave it its intelligence. There's a cat's intelligence. And I understand porpoises and dolphins are high on the scale of the brightness of intelligences. But there is nothing as great as human intelligence. Human intelligence is unique, far above all other intelligences. This is because we humans are made in the image of God. That is what makes us unique. And as Albert Mohler says, the word unique is categorical. You cannot be a little bit unique. You're either unique or you're not unique. Humans are distinctly unique because their intelligence alone. Humans alone is made after God's intelligence. Human beings are singular in their creation ability of power and potential. Sadly, mankind prides himself in this uniqueness as if his gifts were the fruit of his own endeavours rather than the endowments of a creator. It's rather obvious that mankind is superior in gifting from other creatures, but the pride of man's heart has resulted in mankind abusing that power and potential for himself instead of to the glory of God and to the good of his neighbour. And so it is that we have a broken world with broken people boasting of their greatness and glorifying themselves among themselves, thinking they were wise, they became fools. And so it was that the Apostle Paul came with the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, the God-man, for whom and of whom and to whom are all things. And Paul loudly proclaimed this wisdom of God, which is Jesus Christ. All intelligence, all wisdom, all knowledge is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, who was more humble than Jesus Christ? The very one who was wisdom and knowledge personified. He was the most humble person ever. Paul came very humbly to Corinth, saying, When I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified. This was not simply verbal words from Paul, they came from his trembling heart. He quickly adds, I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom. And in saying that, Paul was contrasting the true wisdom that is found in Jesus Christ's life and in his teaching. He was contrasting that with the wisdom of the wise men of Greece and Rome in his day. There was no fear in Paul's understanding of who was in control of the future or the world's destiny. God's ultimate power, intelligence and wisdom could be witnessed in his son, Jesus Christ, who was the fulfillment of prophecy. All things were created for and by Jesus Christ. Paul wrote to the Colossians about Jesus, saying, by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Everything is held together by God in Jesus Christ. Paul wrote these things to counter the falsehoods of the age in which he lived and the falsehoods of every age. He wrote these things so that your faith, he said to the Corinthians, might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Don't listen to the men of the world. They don't know. Our trust and faith must be in the God of Scripture, and not in the mindset and opinions of the intellectuals of the day. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him. Paul went on to say in this chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians that unbelievers are not able to understand spiritual things. We need God's Spirit to enlighten us. Mankind, devoid of the Spirit of God, will therefore have fears and concerns about the future and where the world is going. But we believers who hope in the Lord, we look forward to God's future blessing yet to come on the nations of the world. And ultimately, we look forward to the new heavens and the new earth, where there is nothing but righteousness all around us. What a wonderful future we Christians have. We have nothing to fear, especially from artificial intelligence. May God bless these thoughts to us.